It's time for Jason Wilde on the Homer Hour on 94.5 ESPN.
Yes, you go to WisconsinOnDemand.com, you hit the button, Jason Wilde, and you will get everything he said on all the different shows. You'll be amazed more than anything else. Like, is he on every show? Nah, but it's close. This is the best part of the show for me because I just get to listen until you both answer this question, which is the Discount Liquor Twitter poll question. With Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers, how many Super Bowls should the Packers have won? 2, 3, 4, or 5? I vote 4. But I am curious as to Brian?
I'm going to say 4. I'll say 4.
Yeah, all right, Jason? Jason?
Well, first of all, I think I am on every show.
I stand corrected. Jason Wilde is on every show, and you can discover that by going to WisconsinOnDemand.com and hit the button in the box that says Jason Wilde. Okay.
Thanks. Every show every day, but yeah. Well, I mean, we're sticklers for accuracy around here. That's what we do.
Yep.
So I think the 14 team should have won a title. I'm always fascinated by that postseason, by the way, because it was just like intensifying heartbreak for every team in the NFC that moved on, right? There was heartbreak for Detroit that lost on a last-second play in some form or fashion to the Cowboys. Then, obviously, the Packers beat the Cowboys on the Dez caught it. He didn't catch it play. Then we don't need to revisit for poor Brian all the things that went awry in that NFC Championship game. And then, if you remember, that Super Bowl was the one where the Seahawks are on the doorstep of the one-yard line, and instead of giving the ball to Marshawn Lynch to go win the game, I was calling him Marshawn Lloyd, which is what I was worried about, calling Marshawn Lloyd Marshawn Lynch. Instead, Russell throws the pick at the goal line.
Classic fart to win.
City. Yeah. So 14 for sure. And then obviously we all agree, even though some young 24-year-old smart aleck second-year beat writer dared to say on the bus to Qualcomm Stadium, I don't see any way the Packers lose this game. And what a moron I was then as they lost to a 12.5-point underdog in the Denver Broncos. So, yes. 4, in my opinion, is the correct answer. And maybe you could argue 5 only because Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers went and won that title. And I still believe that if either of these things had been the case, either they have David Bakhtiari at left tackle or they have a full Lambeau Field for that NFC Championship game, that the Packers win it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Brian, you can now take over with Jason Wilde. You choose to ask him how he's doing or not. That's your.
Why does it have you? Why does it? We gotta talk. You don't have. Hi, well, Brian. Great to be with you.
You as well. It sounds like you're doing great. So I don't think I need to ask that. It sounds like.
Oh,
you're
I'm great. Great. You know.
So I wanted to get just your opinion on what Ben Johnson had to say in that presser. It's certainly a way to start off your tenure as a head coach. He's certainly not taking after his head coach that he worked under, Dan Campbell, and how Dan Campbell started his reign out in Detroit. Dan Campbell started out Detroit very humble. He's going the opposite way with it and taking shots at division rivals. How do you look at how he kind of started that out, taking shots at LaFleur and the Packers?
Yeah, I don't understand it. And the part that I don't understand is the personal zinger intended for LaFleur, right? I mean, look, I know that it's not very nice, but have I given you a little bit of grief from time to time about the Fail Mary game and how much you struggled against Bruce Irvin? Yes, I have. Now, I would like to think that we are friends. We don't see eye to eye on everything, but our friendship is such that you know, you could have given me grief about some of the horrible questions I asked you over the years, but we got a great relationship. And so we rib each other a little bit, right? Maybe, do I take it too far sometimes? I'll let you be the judge. But the bottom line is that we are teammates, friends, and when I give you some good-natured grief, the key word there is that we're friends, which makes it good-natured. These two guys don't even know each other. Like, I saw Peter Schrager talking about it this morning on NFL Network on Good Morning Football, and that to me, like, I was saying this earlier to KBN, like, if this had been Sean McVay heading into a playoff game against the Packers and him saying, well, I never get tired of beating Matt, like, first of all, it wouldn't be accurate either because I think Matt's had Sean McVay's number, if I recall correctly. I don't know if he's beaten LaFleur yet, as LaFleur is the head coach of the Packers, but they're brothers. They are as close as Matt is to his actual brother, Mike LaFleur. He is just as close with Sean McVay. So you know where that comes from. Like this, and in this instance, like, here's the other part. He's not Aaron Glenn. Like, Matt LaFleur calls the offensive plays for the Packers offense. If Aaron Glenn took the Bears job instead of the Jets job and had said, I never get tired of shutting down Matt LaFleur's offense, at least that would have made more sense. So I just thought it was I'm surprised he didn't pull a muscle because it was such a reach to try and come up with that. But again, my understanding from my, you know, Bears beat writer colleagues is that he came off pretty well in the presser, that he did pretty well for himself. For those of us that obviously focus on the Packers, I don't think it should bother Packers fans. If it wants to become, bulletin board fodder for Matt LaFleur, that's fine, right? But I think Matt LaFleur is looking at the guy going, what's with this clown? Like, it wasn't even. Like, I've seen some Packers fans say, well, that's what the Bears, all these Bears coaches do when they get the job. You know, it's a prerequisite that they get up there and say something derogatory about the Packers. Yeah, but they don't personalize it. Like,
no,
Mark Trestman didn't get up there and go, I can't wait to beat Mike McCarthy. Like, it was just weird. So, you know, again, I don't know him at all. I haven't covered him. I don't know what his kind of, you know, mentality is in terms of what his sense of humor is. But he did, and to your point, which I think is the more important point, frankly, than the what he said about Matt LaFleur point, it is he did come in with some bravado now. Like, he was talking big, you know, about the sleeping giant he's taken over and this and that. And, again, I think there was probably had he called me for advice, first of all, I would have been happy to help because, you know, I like to help people, Brian. But the first thing I would have said was, look, you're going to feel like you got to say something about the Packers. My advice to you would be to take a page out of Lovie Smith's book. And way back when, you were probably still in, you know, you probably weren't even in high school yet when Lovie Smith got hired by the Bears. But, like, he said, our first priority is to beat the Packers. And that made a lot of headlines, but I was telling the story earlier today on our show. Like, I then asked years later, 3-4 years later, because he had success against the Packers, by the way. And I asked Lovie Smith about that, and he said, here's how I looked at it. The Packers were the big kid on the block. They were the ones we were going to have to beat in order to win the division. And then he went into basically what Mike McCarthy used to say to you guys about the division. Hey, the first goal is to win the division. Why? A, it gets you in the playoffs. You now have a playoff berth. B, you have a home game in the playoffs. Now you set your mind on the next goal, which is win, earn a bye week, and then have another chance at a home game in the divisional round, right? So his philosophy was, it was fodder for Bears fans to get excited about, but more importantly, we had to beat the Packers if we wanted to get to where we wanted to go. And by the way, in 2006, when I think you would have been in high school, they did go to the Super Bowl with Lovie Smith, and they did it with Rex Grossman at quarterback. So
yeah.
I would have told Ben Johnson, hey, you want to take a shot at the Packers? You want to get, you know, some juice going, fine. But take a page out of Lovie Smith's book, because I think Lovie Smith did it the right way.
I agree. So moving on from that.
Well, wait a minute. Real quick, Brian, because I know you've still got a lot of friends back in the Chicagoland. Did they like it? Like your buddy from your hometown?
Yeah, well, talking to my buddies today, they thought he was a little bit like you kind of said, a little bit nerdy. But the overall message that they liked the smack talking LaFleur and the Packers. They liked it. They get riled
okay,
up.
Well,
anything about trashing the Packers, they're all in, right? Like, and the problem that they're all in on is it's never been about like doing well is the problem, right? Like, it's never been about winning and having a winning record. It's all about beating Green Bay. And that's been their mentality forever, is just beating Green Bay, not actually having a winning season.
Right.
So they're all in on it, right? Like, that's all they took from what he said, right? Which is mind-blowing to me, but it's okay. You know what I mean? I'm just like, all right. Like, yes, he had good offenses in Detroit. Yes, he did. But this isn't Detroit, and that's not the same personnel. And that's not the same team. And
right.
We'll just start right there, right? So you can have that confidence, but when you come in there for OTAs, that's not the same roster that's walking through the doors that walked through the doors in Detroit. So that's the nature of the beast. But, hey, we'll see how it goes. That is what it is. I mean, if I'm a player in Green Bay, right, and I said this on KBN, if I'm a player in Green Bay and he says that, right, and I enjoy beating LaFleur twice a year. That's not really saying he enjoys beating LaFleur twice a year. I look at that as he enjoys beating me twice a year. That's taking, mm-hmm. I look at that a little bit more personally, that he, for the last few years, well, a year ago, he only got us, it would be the Packers once.
Right.
But the last year, he beat me twice, and that's who he's taking a shot at. It's not really LaFleur, even though Matt's the head coach, and he's not going to call out, you know, players individually. But he's taking a shot at, obviously, Matt, but the players are directly involved. They're the ones on the field. So that would, me as a player, I'd be a little fired up about that. I mean, I wouldn't take too kindly to that. I don't think that fuels your off-season workouts, but it's certainly something. It's certainly something to, you know, remember. I'll just put it that way. You certainly remember that as you get into the season. Or I'll leave it at that.
By the way, you guys were outstanding. We've run out of time. Any last comment either of you want to? I think their new coach looks a lot like Len Casper, who's he used to work with me and was the voice of he's now the voice of the White Sox on radio. Check it out.
He's got an even worse job than being the head coach of the Bears.
Nice.
Oh, come on.
That's good. That's very good. That's much better than Len. That carries a lot better weight than what the head coach of the Bears did. Yeah,
and Len is a great play-by-play guy who paid his dues for a really long time here. So that I want to be clear. Unlike Matt LaFleur and Ben Johnson, Len is a buddy of mine, and I meant that in the most joking sense, not certainly the way Ben Johnson apparently meant his line for Matt
LaFleur. I started his career. The first job he ever had in the media was my producer.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't know that.
Really?
As a student at Marquette,
And he succeeded anyway.
That's correct. That's fine. He said, I want to be Ernie Harwell. And I said, you will. It wasn't really hard to predict his success, but that was his dream, and he achieved
talented
his dream.
Talented cat.
All right, thanks, Jason.
No doubt about it. All right, guys, take care. Be good.
Jason Wilde, all Packers all the time. What a segment that is. Brian Bulaga and Jason Wilde. Dr. Aaron Holtebeck, I went and met with his team at their Brookfield office, and the first thing I thought is, this guy gets it. He wants vision care a top priority with the latest technologies at their state-of-the-art office for people with whatever the condition, at whatever the age, and whatever the condition, take care of it. So he's been helping local patients with their eye care needs for over 20 years, and he said we need to be even better, so he added a new doctor, Dr. Nausheen Abbas, to take care of even other issues better than they have. Don't mess with your vision, whatever the age, whatever the issue. Trust the experts from Holtebeck Eye Center in Brookfield near the corner of Calhoun and Capitol. Learn more about their services at holtebeck.com. I got to try to be Jason Wilde next.